Got a big project and a little ambition? You're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
You know, on the topic of garage doors, this is the time of year when seasons change. We'll get this again in the spring. We get a lot of homeowners inquiring about why my garage doors aren't operating. They start to move and then they stop and go back up. It's the sun. If you've got a house directed with the sun as the Earth continues its, you know, orbital rotation, we're on a 13-degree axis. And that sun, at certain times of the year, right when you're coming up, sun's rising about 7 o'clock. So if,
About sunrise.
You know, so if you've got you're a short commuter and you're leaving the house sometime after 7, and you pull out and those doors start jamming, the sun from the east is shining in. If your garage door is facing that direction, if you look at your eye and you can look east, that sun is so bright that the other one that's on the east pointing to the west, that beam isn't connecting. The sun is blinding it.
That's right. Yep.
So you've got to shade it. And one of the most affordable ways we have found to shade that is the inside roll of a toilet paper roll or paper towel roll, cut it down and tape it over that I-beam. And that protects, that gives a little tunnel of shade.
Yep.
And that will allow you to pull out and hit your garage door opener without having to get there and stand over it.
And allows that ultraviolet beam to be transferred from one eye to the next across the span of your garage door there. Exactly. Yep.
Something that if I would remember on a weekend, I always would have done. When
and you can leave that toilet paper roll or the paper towel roll, whatever, you can leave that on all year. You know, it doesn't have to, you know, install it and remove it seasonally. You can leave it that on there all the time.
I would never remember that when I got home. You know, it was always when I was leaving in the morning, I was like, oh, the light. You know, I'll get it tonight when I get home. Right now, I got to leave. I stand there. I stand and, you know, use my head to shade the light, hit the button, let it come down. Oh, I'll get that tonight when I get home. And of course, I would never remember.
Invariably.
But it would only last like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep.
So it was nothing that ever fully got done. But that's a little trick of the trade. If you have a garage door and you fight with the sun from time to time, that's a great alternative. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. It is open line hour here at Rosie on the House, talking about anything and everything relating to your house, home, castle, or cabin. We were talking with our last caller, Eldon, about garage doors, which led to that. But something one of our previous callers before that hit on was fixing up their driveway. It was a concrete driveway.
Joanne.
30 years old. A little bit of cracking. 900 square feet. What we didn't cover in that is exterior coatings for hard surfaces. You know, that sun beats and beats and beats down all the time, year in and year out. And one of the things we've come to with coatings on driveway, fading. You know, ultimately that's going to fade. You're going to have some wear. That concrete underneath is going to break, deteriorate
continue
more.
Continue to spall and disintegrate. Yep, yep.
So coatings on a driveway, you know, I'm not knowing the budget, not knowing what she's looking to do ultimately to the end point. Her time frame, she might be a better candidate to put in some pavers.
I was just thinking exactly the same thing. The life expectancy of that slab and the conditions that it's been exposed to might have just, you know, wore that concrete out, and it may not be worth repairing. And you know, that you spend a lot of money, like Romy's talking about, on coatings and improve the appearance of that. But if the basis of the concrete itself is degrading to the point where it's going to take that new coating with it as it continues to age, what's the point? You know, you can make concrete go away pretty inexpensively. There's guys out there, you know, our paver guys, our landscapers, they can make a concrete driveway disappear in an hour. And, you know, prep that surface for some pavers and lay down some nice bell guard pavers. Oh, my gosh. I'm salivating now thinking about doing my driveway because I love. Oh, they are spectacular. And I'll tell you, you know, they're not only functional, they're beautiful, but we're talking earlier in the show about curb appeal. You talk about curb appeal as opposed to, you know, a beautiful paved driveway as opposed to a gray concrete slab that's got some oil stains on it, some cracks and some spalling and so forth. Oh, there's no comparison. I mean, a Belgrade paver driveway. In fact, I might go start jackhammering mine out this afternoon. It just, I'm getting all pumped up about it. Those things are
pumped up. The weather's right.
Oh, they're. I wouldn't lay the pavers myself, but I would certainly make that driveway go in a way in a heartbeat.
And you can. The benefit to having that is its color all the way through.
All the way
paper.
Through. Yeah, exactly. And you know, another nice thing is, you know, if somebody, Aunt Sarah, you know, comes for Thanksgiving and she's got her 47 Buick and it drips, you know, oil all over your driveway. Golly sakes, all you got to do is pull three or four pavers out and replace them with brand new ones, and the oil stains are gone.
And that can apply to so many things, not just oil stains.
Absolutely.
Tree root.
Absolutely.
Will crack a surface. If it cracks the pavers, you know, you just pull away the pavers that it's affecting, cut the tree root, remove it, reset your foundation, put your pavers back on.
And you're done. Yeah. Oh, there's just so many pluses to the paver. And they come in such a wide variety of colors, patterns, looks. I mean, it's endless.
Isn't drainage a benefit as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's cracks between each one of the pavers and water permeates through, so it reduces the amount of runoff. So there's a lot of benefits to those things.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Open line hour here at Rosie on the House.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.